Joining us on the line is Steve Roberts, political analyst. And Steve, a lot of people talking about those court documents filed by special counsel Robert Mueller. They linked the president to some campaign finance violations. How seriously do you think the White House is taking this? How seriously should people be taking this?
Well, I think they should be taking it very seriously. You know, the president said these documents totally cleared him, a statement which I think most lawyers found totally baffling. The fact is that there was a lot of damning information in these legal documents, starting, as you point out, with the fact that the prosecutor said that individual one, the president, directed his lawyer, Michael Cohen, to make these hush money payments to these two women, and that these are payments which violated campaign finance laws and were directly aimed at influencing the outcome of the election by suppressing potentially damaging testimony from these women. So, and this is only one of a whole series of examples like this. Now, it's pretty clear, according to Justice Department regulations and American tradition, that a sitting president cannot be indicted for a crime, and that the only real remedy, legal remedy, is impeachment. So, is the president in immediate legal jeopardy? I think the answer is no. But is he in political jeopardy? Does this cascade of accusations help aggravate the president's biggest political problem, which we saw in the off-year elections? Better educated voters, particularly women in the suburbs of cities like Buffalo, drifting away from this president because of character issues, not because of policy, but character issues. And does this kind of these kinds of documents add to these doubts, add to these uneasiness about the president's character and moral leadership? I think the answer is yes. I think that's his biggest vulnerability, at least between now and the 2020 election.
Steve, what are you expecting when Democrats take over the House next month with respect to the president?
This is a very good question. There's no doubt that they'll be very vigorous in investigating the president. No doubt that they have a long list of subpoenas they want to issue and witnesses they want to summon and questions they want to ask, all of which is legitimate. The risk for them is going beyond the legitimate to reaching, overreaching, and talking about impeachment, at least from what we know now. I think most Americans, no matter what they think of the president as in his lack of moral leadership, impeachment is a much more drastic idea. It would overturn the results of the last election. It's such a drastic remedy. It's only been raised twice against presidents in American history. Both times the impeachment effort failed. And Democrats run the risk of getting too far out ahead of the evidence here and overplaying their hand. And Newt Gingrich, who was elected speaker by Republicans in 1994, issues a stern warning to Democrats. He points out that, as he said over the weekend, we thought we had Bill Clinton on the ropes. They launched an impeachment proceeding against Bill Clinton, and much to their amazement and dismay, his public ratings actually went up as a result of the impeachment. And Gingrich is warning Democrats not to overreach. I think they should listen to him.
Yeah, do Democrats have a good handle on whether or not they were voted in office to impeach or whether or not they were voted in office to accomplish other things on the agenda? Can Democrats differentiate the two? Have they been able to?
You know, that's a good question. I think it's pretty clear that Democrats were elected to hold the president accountable. If you look at the exit polls and questions that were asked, a very significant percentage of the voters who voted Democratic in the off-year election said, I want to send a message to the White House. I'm voting this way because I don't like what President Trump is doing. So there's no doubt, I think, that they have a mandate to hold the president accountable through investigations, through votes, through questions. But that's different from impeachment. In the end, the single most obvious way to hold the president accountable, and the one that American tradition and Constitution provides, is an election. President Trump has to stand for election in 2020. And I think that no matter how critical people are of the president and no matter how serious his political problems are, in the end, I think most Americans would say the real remedy for any discontent, the real remedy for any dissent, is at the ballot box, not by impeachment.
Steve, thanks so much. That's Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us live.